Bob, good morning. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, good morning, boys. How are we doing today?
Hey, we're doing great, but not as great as the Indians. What a weekend it was.
Yes, absolutely. A terrific weekend at Progressive Field. A lot of people at the ballpark, a lot of energy, a lot of wins. You know, Kansas City Royals, who were sitting atop the AL Central, came into Cleveland riding a six-game winning streak where they were scoring nearly seven runs a game in that six-game winning streak, and they ended up leaving Cleveland in second place and only scoring six total runs in the four games. So terrific pitching by the Tribe and some wonderful offense. And Mike Napoli had one heck of a homestand, six homers during the homestand, and Tyler Naquin homered in three straight games. So a lot of fun this weekend at the ballpark.
Carlos Carrasco had a start. How's he feeling after that?
Yeah, he feels good. And he said that after the game, when he woke up the next day, Friday morning, he felt real good. And that's what you're looking for, is how arms and shoulders and things and legs, specifically for Carlos, his hamstrings and his legs, he felt real good. So he'll be pitching here during the Seattle Mariners four-game series. I saw on Twitter this morning, somebody said, "Hey, welcome to Hell Week," and he showed the schedule that we have five or six straight 10 o'clock starts for the Tribe, four in Seattle and two straight in L.A. against the Angels. So a lot of night baseball, staying up late with the Tribe here this week.
You know, Bob, we kind of take it for granted when players go out west. Is it tough to make that adjustment time-wise?
Well, it is a little bit. There's no question about it. A lot easier now than it was in the early days when the West Coast opened up to baseball. Travel wasn't quite as simple as it is today with charter flights and stuff, but it's still is a little bit taxing on their bodies. And, they have a rule that if you fly east to west, you can play on the very next day, such as what we're doing here, having played yesterday, flying from Cleveland to Seattle. We'll play tonight at 10:10, Trevor Bauer on the mound. And then, but if you travel west to east, you have to have an off day.
Okay, very good. Hey, Bob, thank you for your report this morning. Of course, coming up next, we'll do our trivia portion of Tribe Talk and Trivia.
Start your day right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then start planning your next big party. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
What do you have? Okay, Bob, what do you have for us this week?
Well, I'm going to give you an easy one. It's a 50-50 chance on this one since we won four straight or five straight and swept the Royals. Thought it'd be nice and easy on you this morning. This past Saturday night was turned back the clock night to 1976. People love those blue uniforms that we wore on Saturday night. Sid Mangi happened to be in the house. Al Sid as an alumni ambassador. Today's question is Sid Mangi among the top 10 all-time save leaders in Indians history?
All right. And if you think you know the answer, give us a call. It's yes or no. You got a pretty good chance here. Give us a call, 322-0930-246-0930. We'll take caller number one with the correct yes or no. Bob, thanks for the chat today. We'll see you, talk to you next week.
Take care, boys. Have a good week. Go Tribe.
And, of course, the winner will pick up Tribe tickets for the July 6th game, the Tribe, coming up on Tribe Talk and Trivia, 322-0930. Yes or no?